Om Shanti. Today is 7th September 2018. The magic of blessing is, may you be constantly powerful and experience the form of being essenceful, yogi yukta and yukti yukta by remaining stable in the point form. Explanation. Instead of going on the crooked path of a question mark, apply a full stop to every situation. Stabilize yourself in the point form and you will experience the essenceful yogi yukta and yukti yukta form. Your awareness, words and deeds will all become powerful. If you go into expansion without first becoming a point, you would then waste your time and powers in wasteful words and deeds of why and what, because you would have to come out of that jungle. Therefore, remain stable in the point form and make sure all your physical senses work according to your orders. Yesterday, we learned what is full stop, how to apply full stop, and how use point form, Bindu Roop stage, and to remember the point Baba and the point Drama. So today's blessing mainly concentrate on getting out of crooked path of jungle, that is waste thoughts, by creating powerful thoughts. If you win against the wasteful, you will become number one. If you do not win against the wasteful, you will not become number one. Even now, the account of wasteful is not finished. For some, it is in their thoughts, for some in their words, and form same. In their relations and connections, the account is not fully finished. This is why it still emerges now and then. The aim will definitely make you reach your destination. The moment you tell the wasteful to finish, it should stop. When you have the power to stop, when you say stop, the stock of the old accounts will stop. You should have that much power. You have godly success. Those who have occult powers show temporary miracles. But you are that who have godly success. Not those with occult powers. You are those who attain success with an accurate method. What can success with an accurate method? What can godly success not attain? The moment you think stop, it happens. Do you have question mark? No one can make the fixed destiny fluctuate if the boat and the boatman are strong, then the storm becomes a means to make the boat move forward. The storms become a gift. This is why there is our biplots in between, and they will continue also, however. The unshakable destiny is fixed. Do you have this much faith, or do you sometime become afraid when you see yourself fluctuate? I don't know how it will happen. I don't know when it will happen. Are there these question marks? These storms will become a gift. Do you understand? This is called being victorious through having faith in the intellect. Simply follow the Father. Mighty means those who are able to finish wasteful thoughts. If there is wasteful thoughts, you cannot be mighty. Because when there are wasteful thoughts, powerful thoughts cannot stay in your mind. Wasteful thoughts will bring you down again and again, whilst powerful thoughts give you the experience of meeting with the mighty Father. Powerful thoughts enable you to conquer Maya and make you the embodiment of success. And the server, the success server. Wasteful thoughts finish off your enthusiasm and courage, and always create confusion in the form of why and what. And this is why there is depression over small matters. In this way, wasteful thoughts deprive you of achieving all achievements and treasures from the Father. Those who have wasteful thoughts have many, many desires, many high hopes, such as, I will do that, I will do this, and they make many, many plans at fast speed. Wasteful thoughts have rapid speed, and this is why so many thoughts come at once. There are many high plans, but because of not being powerful, they do not translate them into practice. This is why there is then depression. Because of not bringing them into practice, there is depression. And those who have powerful thoughts will always consider only that which they intend doing. Their thinking and action will be equal. Their thoughts will have a speed that is full of patience, and such souls are successful in their thoughts and actions. Wasteful thoughts are like typhoons. They create fluctuations and chaos, and powerful thoughts keeps you constantly in a pleasant state. Just like the spring season, always pleasant, wasteful thoughts become a method to destroy your spiritual energy and time. And powerful thoughts enable you to store spiritual energy and make your time fruitful. As wasteful thoughts are your own creation, the creation causes trouble to the creator, the soul. That is, they destroy the intoxication of the soul and take it away from being in the consciousness of Master Almighty Authority. Those who have powerful thoughts always remain the embodiment of spiritual intoxication. You do understand the difference between the two, wasteful thoughts and powerful thoughts. And yet some children continue to complain that they have waste thoughts. What is the reason for having wasteful thoughts? Bab Dada has given you the treasure of powerful thoughts, which is the knowledge through the Murli. Each single version of Murli is itself a powerful treasure. Because of not giving importance to these powerful treasures, wasteful thoughts have a chance to come. Powerful thoughts are not inculcated if each version is churned, then the intellect becomes powerful. Then wasteful thoughts cannot enter. Let your intellect be accomplished with powerful thoughts. We all know this method. When the intellect remains empty, then because the place is empty, wasteful thoughts come and occupy it. If there is no margin, then how can wasteful thoughts come? To not keep yourself busy means to invoke wasteful thoughts. So, now we should take up the business of keeping yourself busy. Be the businessman of the jewels of knowledge. We should do this business day and night. You won't have time and there won't be any margin for wasteful thoughts to come. So the important factor is to keep your intellect overflowing with thoughts of knowledge to make it powerful. The basis of this is to hear the Murli every day and secondly to merge it within. And thirdly, to become the embodiment of point form. Where there is power, the wastage finished automatically. The powerful stage is attained by turning on the switch of awareness of point form. Just as to turn on physical light means to finish darkness. In the same way, to attain a powerful stage means to turn on the switch so that the wastage is automatically finished. With the consciousness of your treasure, the soul becomes powerful and the wastage has been finished. So, instead of going on the crooked path of a question mark, apply a full stop to every situation. Stabilize yourself in the point form and you will experience the essenceful yogi-yukta and yukti-yukta form. Then your awareness, words and deeds will all become powerful. If you go into expansion without first becoming a point, you would then waste your time and powers in wasteful words and deeds of why and what, because you would have to come out of that jungle, therefore remain stable in the point form and make sure all your physical senses work according to your orders. Cha, Om Shanti.